So, basically what you get in terms of the method is a framework. We have this framework that we work with in terms of how we engage with the text. What opens up from that, no one really knows. What, you know, when that framework was put in place, we had no idea where this was going to go and what people were going to experience. So what seems to happen is that the text for people, so initially it starts off and it's very much about what's going on in people's external lives. That's really where their focus is. And often it'll be relationships. It's come up time and time again. It's their relationships with people that are close to them, and there's this sort of desire to, or a hope, that working with the text is going to somehow transform those relationships. And it may not. It just all depends. But over time, what actually then begins to happen is that the text starts to, as you've described, it starts to open up more and more. And you find that the very thing you're reading about begins to actually manifest in the act of engaging with the text even. And what a task does is it just provides a point. If we remember the task, and often we don't, which is interesting in itself, but the remembrance of the task really is just to sort of jog the mind out of its normal natural mode of functioning and to allow something spiritual, something higher to be present for as many times or for as long as that is possible over the 2 week period. And collectively, people gain an experience of the text working in their life. Some will be more focused on things that are internal, some will be focused on things that are more external, and that'll shift and change as well. But it's the collective sharing of what has arisen for people when we come together that the Lord in us, if you like, is fed and nurtured and develops and grows because we get multiple perspectives of what's happening. So everybody has an experience of the text working in their life, even if they don't recognize it, even if they think they're forgotten. It's often when you come into the collective situation that things start to get sparked through what others share, and you start to think, oh yeah, that did happen. And so it becomes a living and dynamic kind of experience, which is really what we're trying to do. We're trying to enter into the processes that are described here, because it's as those processes are made conscious that the church and everyone is supported and is able to grow. So yeah, so it's that's what the experiential approach, that's what it means.